Happy Labor Day, my fellow Guamanians. Today is a celebration of hard work and sacrifice. It's a time for each of us to spend a day with the families that we work hard for. It's a time to appreciate the extraordinary things that you do for Guam. And that's what you all do. Extraordinary things for an extraordinary community. Small business owners rise before the sun to open up their doors so that we can get a cup of coffee to start our day. Teachers staying up late in the evening grading papers to pass that gift of knowledge to our students. Police officers working around the clock to keep our island safe. Housekeepers, store clerks, and restaurant employees showing tourists that true holiday spirit. And I could go on and on. Everyone has a role. Everyone has a seat at the table. We all have opportunities. We all have a chance to contribute. We all want to make our lives better. And that is what we are all doing today. Yesterday, that we were joined by our partners in the military and the private sector during the Government of Guam Labor Day picnic. Indeed, it was a celebration, not just for the work we do, but was also a celebration of our island family, one people, one Guam. As the Gov Guam workforce celebrated the good work that they do, I was inspired even more about our future. I had the privilege to meet some of my fellow public servants. I met their children and their grandchildren, and they shared their ideas. They spoke about their love for public service. And I was even more convinced that the Guamanian dream is already coming true today. And we can make it all happen together. We all work hard and do what's best for Guam. Though we may have different opinions on what actions we need to take to get there, no one can doubt that we are all fighting for the same thing, a stronger community for future generations to celebrate their accomplishments and to do this as a community. Yeah. My fellow Guamanians, I know there has been much controversy surrounding your leadership and the future of our government. But I think that behind the words like budget battle and balancing act, we lose sight of the beauty of our democratic society. We've forgotten that we are protected by a nation built on the fundamental principles of liberty, the freedom of speech, and the right to participate in your government. And this is why Ray and I and all our colleagues at the legislature were elected, because we are supposed to fight for what we believe is the best way to help, serve, and lead this community. And as I think about where we are today, this is exactly what we are doing. I truly believe that we are all fighting for the same thing, a more responsible government that meets its obligations on time and serves the people to the best of its ability. And I'm certain that every elected official, Republican and Democrat, lies awake each night, such as I do, worried about the decisions that we have to make and how we're going to make people's lives better. Meeting my fellow government workers, I too see that they're concerned about the decisions that they make and how they can work harder to improve this island. Today, we celebrate the labor of love that public servants, our men and women in uniform, and the private sector freely give to all of us. Our people are good. All of us want to do the right thing. And I'm confident that your leaders will fight hard to give you all the things that you deserve. That's the beauty of Guam. Thank you. God bless Guam, and happy Labor Day.